This is Pastor Rice, Good Samaritan Baptist Church, recording for message number 2311 for March 12th, 2023. While Pastor Rice, myself, and Bev are touring Israel with Pastor Lee Pickett on March 16th through March 31st, here is an entry from our journal of the last year's trip. You can view the whole journal by visiting our website, clicking on Journaling a Preacher's Pilgrimage to Israel, or by going to gsbaptistchurch.com/Israel22. And so this is an excerpt from my half shekel journal, entry number one. Our bus ride toward the Temple Mount did not interrupt our worship. Lord, let the awe of being in your Jerusalem, this holy city of Zion, never lessen in me. Ehud's miracle maneuvering of a 40-foot Erzar I-6S bus through the narrow streets of Jerusalem was repeatedly interrupted with Joe's report that on the right you can see the Kidron Valley, footnote 2, and the walled-up Eastern Gate. Don't forget them. We will talk more of them shortly. On the left, you see the tombs of that line the Mount of Olives. Remember them. We will visit Gethsemane today. This traffic is not too bad today, Joe reports, on one hard break and harder bank to the right. That's because today is election day in Israel, the Israeli legislative election 2022, where Bibi Netanyahu was set for a dramatic return to power, and exit polls this morning, 0400, put him in a good lead. Joe again tries to catch up on the sights rapidly passing our bus window. Much needs to be said here about the inferno of the old Valley of Hinnom, footnote 3, that we passed, and the City of David that we will visit. I couldn't capture all that swept by our bus window, but alas, we careened to a halt somewhere near the Dung Gate. Joe said he probably did not need to explain how this gate got its name. Here, we would enter and make our way towards the Temple Mount. Footnote 2, at the bottom of page 2, says the Kidron Valley, in Hebrew, Naphal Kidron, is the valley originating slightly northeast of the old city of Jerusalem, which then separates the Temple Mount from the Mount of Olives. It continues southeasterly through the Judean desert, reaching the Dead Sea. It descends 4,000 feet along its 20-mile course. The Holy Bible calls the upper course of the Valley of Jehoshaphat. It appears in Bible eschatology prophecies, which include the return of Elijah, followed by the arrival of Messiah, and the war of Gog and Magog, and Judgment Day's Battle of Armageddon. The Upper Kidron Valley holds Jerusalem's most important cemetery from the First Temple period, with rock tombs cut and dating between the 9th and 7th centuries B.C., The Upper Kidron Valley segment, north of the Old City, was one of the main burial grounds of Jerusalem in the Second Temple period, where hundreds of tombs have survived until today. While the segment east of and opposite the Temple Mount boasts several excellent preserved monumental tombs from the same period, several of the Second Temple period tombs were also used later in the time either as burial or as shelters for hermits and monks of the larger monastic communities which inhabited the Kidron Valley during the Byzantine Empire period, 4th through 7th century. That's the end of footnote 2 on the Kidron Valley. Footnote 3 on the Valley of Hinnom reads, the Valley of Hinnom in Hebrew, Ben Hinnan, the Valley of Hinnom is a modern Hebrew name for the valley surrounding the old city of Jerusalem and the adjacent Mount Zion from the west and south. It meets and merges with the Kidron Valley and other principal valley around the old city near the Pool of Siloam, which lies to the southern corner of ancient Jerusalem. The Valley of Hinnom is first mentioned in the Holy Bible as part of the border between the tribes of Judah and Benjamin in Joshua 15:8. During the late final temple period, it was a site of Tafat from Strong's number 08612, Tafat, place of fire, where some of the kings of Judah had sacrificed their children by fire, according to 2 Kings 23:10. God cursed the valley of the son of Hinnom, Jeremiah 19:2-6, and in the Bible, Gehenna is associated with divine punishment and as the destination of the wicked. It is thus associated with the word Sheol, the abode of the wicked dead, the place of no return. The King James Version of the Bible, and only the King James Version, properly translates both the Hebrew Sheol 31 times and the Greek Gehenna all 12 times with the Anglo-Saxon word hell. See Matthew 5 and 3 verses, chapter 10, chapter 18, 23, and it lists each of the places you can find this proper English translation in the King James Bible. Back to our text after the footnotes. The hatreds that Muslims have for the Holy Bible, for God's chosen nation Israel, and the people of the book, that is, Bible-believing Christians, would be on full display as we entered the Muslim-controlled Temple Mount. We were instructed to leave all Bibles and Christian literature on the bus and to conceal all religious jewelry and talk. None would be allowed in the Temple Mount area. I even left my walking stick that the VA calls my cane. I left it behind because it was inscribed with "In the Beginning God" in both English and Hebrew. These are the first three words of the Hebrew Bible. This was to be an awesome incursion into the Temple Mount area of the Mount Moriah of Bible times. It is curious that Israel-hating, Jehovah-hating Muslims are in control of the whole Temple Mount area. In a brief explanation, Joe implied that in order to ward off World War III, the area was gingerly handed back to them after the whole city of Jerusalem was conquered during the Six-Day War, footnote number 5. Their repressive controls and restrictions displayed this hatred for both God's holy word and God's chosen people, Israel. The Israeli group who were allowed on the Temple Mount were led and followed by armed Muslim security teams. One Israeli dissident, armed with a GoPro, a camera, and a handful of Hebrew flyers was being escorted out as we went in. He was capturing all the hostilities of the Muslim security team, I supposed. Lots of drama unfolded at the checkpoint as they searched us to ensure we were not carrying any contraband literature and, God forbid, any holy Bibles. That's a God with a little G, by the way. It was quite like Satan himself was in full control of who and what got into this Temple Mount area. Footnote 4, at the bottom of the page, says, a few hours after the Israeli flag was hoisted over the Dome of the Rock in 1967, during the Six-Day War, Israelis lowered it on the orders of Moshe Dayan, Israel's defense minister with a patch on his eye during the Six-Day War, and invested the Muslim WAQF Religious Trust with the authority to manage the Temple Mount in order to, quote, keep the peace, unquote. Footnote 5 says, this is a summary of the 1967 war, and it is from a footnote scratched in the margin of my Bible. In 1956, after continual Arab attacks on its border, Israel overruns the Gaza Strip and would advance all the way to Egypt if not stopped by actions of the major powers. In 1967, Egyptian Nasser, armed to the teeth by Russia and urged ahead by them, declares total Arab war against Israel. Israel's June 6th preemptive strike totally eliminates the Egyptian Air Force, and Israel takes Jerusalem and their most holy place, the Temple Mount, vowing never to retreat again. The 1948 armistice only gave access to the Western Wall. Now they had it all. They swept to the Jordan River Valley. Jordanian armies were cut to bits. They advanced against Syria and Egypt, taking the Golan Heights, Syria's strong post. In only 6 short days, Jordan demanded a ceasefire against Russian advice. Thus, in 6 days, Israel increased her area from 8,000 square miles to 34,000 square miles. There were 1,000 Israeli fatalities and 35,000 Arab fatalities. Back to our text from the footnote. 50 born-again believers, 9 of them pastors and preachers of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, got into the Temple Mount just the same and looked in amazement at the unholy Muslim mosque that stood before us. O God, the heathen are come into thine inheritance. Thy holy temple have they defiled. They have laid Jerusalem on heaps. Psalms 79 and verse 1. To hear the rest of this interesting journal, again, go to our website and click on the link Journaling a Preacher's Pilgrimage to Israel, or go to gsbaptistchurch.com/Israel22. Lord bless you, and Lord bless again the land of Israel.